That hum is the sound of pumps moving water from deep underneath suburban Newcastle through the treatment system that makes it drinkable.
So if you step in here, coming in the back of this building here is the water coming in, the untreated water coming in.
Kenny Haggerty, the supervisor of water quality at Artesian, shows me the series of pipes and valves where water from five wells enters carbon filters before heading into the treatment plant.
Prior to any of this, you know, the water would have just came into the treatment plant and then been hit with the chemicals and then went out. But now it has to go through the treatment here, out here.
By any of this, Haggerty means the contamination of groundwater near the Delaware Air National Guard Base in Newcastle by per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, more commonly known as PFAS. They're man-made chemicals long used in consumer products, from food wrappers to carpets. They're ubiquitous, popping up in groundwater and drinking water supplies across the country, but they're not well understood. The CDC says some studies in humans have shown they may interfere with the body's natural hormones, increase cholesterol levels, affect the immune system, and increase the risk of some cancers. Artesian and the City of Newcastle's water utility found PFAS in some of their drinking water wells in 2014, above a provisional health advisory from the EPA. They took these wells offline and installed carbon filtration systems before starting them up again. According to the CDC, the City of Newcastle actually found evidence of PFAS in wells as early as 2009, but lab results were inconsistent, and the utility was told to monitor the issue at five-year intervals. Artesian removed its last contaminated well from service in 2016. But the chemicals can stay in people's bodies for years. An ongoing study by the CDC of PFAS exposure through drinking water at 8 sites nationwide found, as of 2019, Newcastle area residents had 3 different PFAS chemicals in their blood at levels several times the national average. State officials say the water Artesian and the City of Newcastle provide is currently safe to drink in regards to PFAS.
Our goal is to remove it to non-detect levels.
Virginia Eisenbray is Director of Customer Relations and Operations Supply at Artesian. She says Artesian tests the filters monthly and replaces them when one of the PFAS chemicals starts to break through. PFAS contamination above the EPA's provisional health advisory level was originally reported in 5 public drinking water wells near Newcastle in 2014. But a consultant report to state environmental regulators this spring showed the untreated water in 11 wells exceeded the EPA's current advisory as of 2019. Still, Eisenbray says Artesian has not had to add any new filters or otherwise change its response since it first detected the elevated levels.
Nope, we took things offline immediately. We've been treating ever since.
But things aren't as resolved on the monitoring and cleanup side. DENREC Division of Waste and Hazardous Substances Director Tim Ratzep says the state does not know how widespread the PFAS groundwater contamination is near Newcastle or whether it's growing.
So in 2014, we did not know exactly the extent of the plume, and that's why we're continuing to find out where it is. So where we're finding it now, it could have been present there in 2014. We just don't know because we didn't look in 2014 to see if it was present.
Ratzep says new monitoring wells are still being installed. One reason to keep studying the site is to find out where the PFAS, which is found in foam used to put out fuel fires, came from.
Right now, the Air National, Delaware Air National Guard and the airport itself are potential responsible parties because of the history that we know of their past operations. Can we confirm that right now that they are truly the responsible ones to be for this plume? We cannot.
When the responsible parties are identified, they'll be on the hook for cleanup. Ratzep says this could mean a settlement agreement to investigate the site and remediate it. But right now, the best solution is filtering the PFAS out of drinking water at the point of treatment. So finding responsible parties could also mean paying back the water utilities that filter the PFAS out.
Right now, our customers are paying for it, and hopefully one day they'll be made whole for the treatment, the cost of the treatment.
Virginia Eisenbray of Artesian says the company currently tests for and filters out PFAS not because it's required to.
We believe it's the right thing to do. I think there's probably a regulatory lag
PFAS are not currently regulated under the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. The EPA has set an unenforceable health advisory level for two PFAS chemicals, PFOS and PFOA. Delaware uses this as a cleanup standard for drinking water under its Hazardous Substance Cleanup Act, but only at facilities where hazardous substances have already been found and identified as a risk to human health and the environment. Artesian first found PFAS in some of its wells in 2014 because of a federal program that requires public water systems over a certain size to test for a list of unregulated contaminants every 5 years. It included PFAS for the first time in 2013 to 2015. It's not known how long Newcastle area customers were exposed to PFAS before then, and other water utilities across the state are not required to proactively test for PFAS. But that could soon change thanks to a bill that passed the General Assembly earlier this month and awaits the governor's signature. It requires the state environmental and health agencies to develop an enforceable drinking water standard called an MCL for PFOS and PFOA. That would mean public water systems proactively testing for the contaminants and treating any water that exceeds the state limits.
That's one of the advantages of having the MCL. It's crystal clear.
Gerald Kaufman heads the University of Delaware's Water Resources Center.
You have to test it and regulate it. And if it's higher than the MCL, the substance, the PFOS, then it has to be treated.
Kaufman says even if the federal government sets standards for PFAS chemicals, like some expect it to do, the state can set lower ones. New Jersey has already done this, with MCLs for PFOS and PFOA at levels roughly one-fifth of EPA's current advisory level.
If we have an MCL for these substances in Delaware and EPA nationally, this will avoid big-time problems in the future, because these substances will be detected early at levels even below the drinking water level, where you can then take action.
And that could reduce the risk of repeating the PFAS exposure in Newcastle elsewhere in the state. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.